the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Being in church, but I absolutely loved it. My name is Saz. I'm one of the leaders at Belmont Church, and it's great to have you with us this morning. Thank you, Lucy, for that story. It's a poem based of Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. You can follow along if you want to on your devices, on your phones, or on your tablets. There are some colouring on the tables, and we'll be going through those that you can do. So we're going to spend a little bit of time thinking about this story. Jesus was invited to a meal at Simon the Pharisee's house. And to be honest, it was probably quite posh. I don't know if you've ever been somewhere where your mum or your dad or the person looking after you kind of brushes your hair, makes sure that your hair is all looking nice, and washes your face, make sure that your face is clean. Have you ever been to that kind of place where you have to be on your best behaviour? I remember when I was a child, my mum used to dig out a hanky from her pocket and then she'd lick it and then she'd wipe all the juice and the food and the mud stains off my face. That was the kind of place that Simon the Pharisee's house was. You had to be on your best behaviour. Because Simon was one of the greatest in his town. He was really respected. He had a job. He was a Pharisee. He was clever. He could read and write when not many people in those days could read and write. And you know, the thing about Simon is he was really, really good at keeping the rules. So he would spend time with lots of other important people in his town. So I wonder if you can reach up as high as you can. Now, you may need to stand up to do this. If you're willing and able, why don't we all stand up? You didn't know you were going to get a workout, did you? But you're going to get a bit of a workout this morning. Up there, that's where Simon is. Right at the top of the pile, one of the really important people in the town. Now, you can sit down if you want to. But what I want you to do is I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about your town. I want you to think about your class at school and your work. Who is right up there at the top? I wonder if it's the children in your class who are really, really good at reading and writing. I wonder if it's the children in your class who are really good at football or the ones who get invited to the most parties. Who's up there in your world? If you're a grown-up and you're at work, is it the people at work who just seem to be so successful and they find everything so easy? Is it the people who have the seemingly perfect marriages with the perfect children or the perfect grandchildren who are endlessly loving and affectionate and you don't have any? Who's up there in your life? I want you to think about that. Simon was up there in his town, and he had invited Jesus to come to his house because he had heard about Jesus, and he thought that Jesus was becoming an important person. So he really wanted to check him out. Now, a little bit of understanding what it was like in those days. In those days, you didn't sit up to a table like you're sitting up now. You kind of half sat and half lay with your legs behind you. And also, it was quite a hot country, so there weren't as many walls and as many doors as we have in our country. Maybe, in fact, they were eating outside. So it was quite easy for people who weren't invited to the meal to get close to Jesus. And this woman comes and stands behind Jesus, and she is really crying. She has tears running down her face. She'd heard about Jesus. She had somehow worked out that Jesus had something that she really needed. But if Simon was at the top, right up here, this woman, she was right down here in her town. I wonder if you can make yourselves, either in the chairs that you are, as small as you can. Or you could get on the floor and you could kneel down. This is where this woman was. She was right at the bottom because she had done a lot of bad things. We don't know all the bad things that she had done. And I expect some of them weren't her fault, actually. But actually, some of them were her fault. And the people at the top, Simon and all his mates, they knew that she had done some bad things, and they thought that she wasn't worth very much because she was at the bottom. I wonder if you could think who is at the bottom in your class, in your world, at your workplace, in our town, in our city. I wonder if it's the children in your class who have no friends, who don't get invited to parties, who find reading and writing really difficult, who aren't very good at keeping the rules, perhaps who are a bit unkind or mean. I wonder if as grown-ups we think it's the people who are lazy and who don't work very hard, the people who make mistakes and bad decisions. Who is it that we're tempted to look down on at the bottom? This woman was at the bottom. She definitely wasn't the kind of person that you had to brush your hair for and make your face all tidy for. So it was a bit of an embarrassing situation. What was Jesus going to do? It was kind of awkward. This woman was standing behind Jesus with tears rolling down her face. She only had eyes for Jesus, but she was an uninvited guest. But Jesus was their guest. What was he going to do? What was Jesus going to do in this really awkward, embarrassing situation? Simon, who was right up there, he was thinking, well, if Jesus was really a prophet, that's someone important who knows things about God and people. If he was really a prophet, he would know who was touching him. Yuck. He would know who this woman was. And you know what Jesus does? He turns things completely upside down. And he shows the woman, and he shows Simon and his mates, and he shows us what really matters. What really matters. It's not top, middle, bottom, greatest, lowest, old, young. What matters is how much you love Jesus. The only thing that matters is love and forgiveness. This woman's value before Jesus, before the God of the universe, had nothing to do with how many good things she'd done or how many bad things she'd done. Your value, how much you matter to Jesus, how much you matter to the God of the universe, has nothing to do with how many good things you've done or how many bad things you've done. What matters is love and forgiveness. This woman poured out her love to Jesus. See how much she loves him. She washes his feet with her tears and she dries them with her hair and she pours really expensive perfume all over his feet. This woman knew that her place before the Holy Son of God was at his feet, loving him in the best way that she knew how. This woman knew that all of us, top, middle, bottom, greatest, lowest, oldest, youngest, all of us need God's forgiveness. And the more we know he's forgiven us, the more we love him. What I believe, I think that sometimes the thing that stops us from meeting Jesus, meeting the living Son of God, is that we just can't go to his feet and say sorry to him. We just can't do it. And I wonder if this morning that's you, that you find it really hard to say sorry to God. I wonder if you know why. I wonder if you can think why you find it so hard to say sorry. Why you find it so hard to love him. Because to me, Jesus, the Son of God, is irresistible. I can't say no to him. Please, Holy Spirit, I don't want to ever say no to him. Just look at the way he treated this woman. He didn't ignore her. He didn't shove her away. He didn't take advantage of her. He showed her that she was really important to her. He let her love and worship him. He forgave her. Jesus turns things upside down. So what Jesus does is he takes the things at the top and the people at the top and the things at the bottom, and he does this. Whoosh, just like that. And I wonder if you wanted to try that. It's a bit like a superpower. You have to, if you stand up and get into a bit of a ninja position, and you put one arm as high as it would go, and you put one arm as low as it will go. Don't pull anything, please. Safety warning. And you have to make a swishing sound, and you go, whoosh. That looks fantastic. Should we do that again? You didn't know you were coming to an aerobics class this morning, did you? Are you ready? Takes the things at the top and the things at the bottom, and Jesus turns things upside down. Whoosh. Brilliant. Thank you. You can sit down. You've been very, very gracious. Thank you. Because the thing is, Jesus says a little bit later, whoever is the least among you all is the greatest. It doesn't matter what you've done. What matters is how much you love Jesus. The most important thing is to love him. Jesus turns things upside down. So I wonder, what about you? What about you this morning? Where would you put this morning? Top? Middle, bottom, greatest, lowest. What do you think or feel about yourself this morning? What are you pleased with? And your achievements and your successes? Or if you don't put yourself up there, who do you put on a pedestal up there? And what do you put at the bottom? The things that you're embarrassed by or ashamed by, the mistakes that you've made. Or if you don't put yourself near the bottom, who do you look down on? Who are we tempted to look down on? Jesus turns everything upside down. Whoosh. And you know how we know it? Because this woman is the woman who for 2,000 years has been receiving honor because of what she did. Because of when she met Jesus, and Luke wrote this story down, and we are reading it 2,000 years later. Top, middle, bottom, greatest, lowest. Honestly, it's all a nonsense to God. What matters is how much you love him. What matters is whether you can give your heart to him. And I just ask you to think about giving your heart to him this morning. You won't regret it, because he will never, ever reject you. And he's shown us that in how he treated this woman. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you were so gentle and so kind to this woman. And yet you knew that she needed forgiveness. You knew that you could forgive her when she said sorry. And you didn't reject her. You let her worship you because you are the Holy Son of God. Help us this morning to meet you. Help us to love you. We're only human. It's so hard sometimes. But help us to love you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.